Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien on, and this week is the third and final episode of our three-part feature, Grow More in 24. So far, we've looked at how to get started at growing your own vegetables and how best to plan to get the most out of the space you have available. This week, we're looking at what you could grow now that the planting month of March has arrived. Back to Ollie Green from betterplants.ie to find out what options are available to the small-time veg grower.
I think in the gardening world anyway, you know, March is potato growing.
Okay.
Normally, you know, I know when we were growing up, my father, he would never let pass for early potatoes. St. Patrick's Day is always the big day for growing potatoes.
Okay.
And they're the early varieties. And the reason why you get the early varieties in, you get them in early so, you know, when, you know, they're not as accessible to picking up the potato blight and stuff like that
once
they're in early. The thing about potatoes will grow anywhere.
Yeah.
So even if you don't have space in your garden, you can buy grow bags, you can buy a bucket.
Okay.
Put about 2 inches, 3 inches of soil on the bottom of it, throw a little bit of soil on top, the potatoes will grow in the bucket. Once they're getting enough sunlight, once they're getting enough water and enough fertilizer, they will grow. So I would think even if you have a small place, you know, just get a few seed potatoes and try them out. March is a brilliant time to get in your potatoes. But again, you know, if you're growing a lot, you're going to need a lot of space. But in containers and in bags, they grow really, really well.
And we'd spoken about if you only have a balcony or as a spade, you can grow potatoes.
Well, you can grow potatoes, absolutely. Because one potato would produce, like one seed potato could produce 10 or 12 potatoes for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, depending on the variety and that. Like, you definitely get 68 out of one seed potato. So you can put 3 or 4 of them into a decent-sized bucket.
Yeah.
And there you go. Like, you'd have a couple of dinners out of it.
Yeah. And what are the things then as we move towards April then?
April then, you can go into, like, you can start out, like, outdoors. You can start growing your broccoli seeds, peas, spinach. If you eat a lot of spinach, spinach was a brilliant thing to grow.
Right.
If you eat spinach.
Yeah.
You know, you can get them in. You know, again, you can grow as much as you want. And you can seasonally grow them as well. So you can put in a few, you know, 5 or 6. Maybe it depends what you're going to grow. So if you think 4 or 5 plants is going to do you, put in 4 or 5 plants. And then maybe in 4 or 5 week time, put in another 2 or 3 seeds and have them coming on a cycle.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing you do is grow too much altogether.
Yeah.
And the other side then, seed versus, like, you can go into local, you know, in around any of your local towns, your local shop, your local hardware stores, plant shops, garden centres will have actually pre-started off trays of vegetables.
Okay.
So and they're a brilliant way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you just bring them home, dig a hole and pop them in. And then, you know, then just, if you know, if it is broccoli and stuff like that, you know, you'll probably need a bit of netting to keep the butterflies off during the growing season and stuff like that. But, you know, the likes of spinach is very good. Beetroot, they don't have a lot of pests and disease. You know, there's not an awful lot of predators for them.
Okay.
And that's a beauty. That's why, you know, they're a great thing to get started with because, you know, and just watch out for slugs and snails and stuff.
And if that way of buying it in a garden centre and that, it could be a good way for the novice to get going.
Definitely, 100%. Yeah. I highly recommend it because you can buy it as you need it.
And then looking on later in the year, there's other options then. Once the summer has passed and you've harvested what you've sown earlier on in the year, you can still be planting other things. We mentioned earlier about garlic. That's a good winter kind of vegetable.
If you have beds and you say you had, you know, broccoli or peas or beans or whatever growing, then you can, winter then, you can start putting in your winter onions, red onions, white onions, you can put in your garlic. And these would be all ready to harvest then the following year, in around March, April, May.
Kind of thing.
So you'd be taking them out and then you can use that bed again for
something during the spring.
During spring. Because think of it, like, even if you start growing in, you know, even if you start March, you have the whole way right through till September.
Yeah.
You know, to harvest. So, like, you don't have to be panicking about, oh God, I have to get this and get in.
Yeah,
you know, the growing season is the growing season.
You have 6 months to do that.
Yeah,
another 6 months nearly to start your other stuff again. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fascinating stuff. I have a lot to try out myself. If you go to betterplants.ie, I know you have a lot of videos on the website if people want to have a look at them and see just little things that will help you along if people are looking to plant things for the first time especially. Thanks very much for all your help over the last 3 features here about this, and hopefully we'll all grow a bit more now in 24. Thanks very much, Ollie Green.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
So if you've never grown vegetables before and thought it was beyond you, listen back to the 3 episodes of Grow More in 24 and you'll not go too far wrong. All the features are available on the Errors to Protect page on classichits.ie or on errorstoprotect.ie, and Ollie has lots of handy video tutorials available at betterplants.ie.
Errors to Protect is funded by Comisiú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out errorstoprotect.ie for more information.